Today is Friday. We have Parshas Tazria. The Parshas Tazria and Tzaira. So these are the Parshas of the Metzaira, his Tuma, and his purification process. And Sefer Shemir Salashon, so the Chofetz Chaim goes at length as far as the Tuma of the Metzaira and what we're supposed to learn from his purification process. So Chazal say, Klamas Hapra Lashon Hara Negoim Boim Olavs. Whoever speaks Lashon Hara, so they're going to get Negoim, they get Tsaras. And we know by Tsaras, there is two types of seclusions that happen to him. There's something called Muzgar, where he's just secluded, where he's confined. And he's a muhlat, where he's confirmed. There's a confinement, so he's put away for 7 days, just confined. But he could easily get out of that confinement. And there's something called muhlat, it's a confirmed mitzvah, and he's going to be away from the public until he finally recovers from that. So even though Chazal say that shiva devarim negoim, if there's seven sins that a person could get in the negoim, he could get these the tsaras. But the Mashal says that's only for a muzgar. That's only going to be for a confined mitzvah, which is easily healed, as opposed to lashon hara. He's a muhlat. He has a confirmed mitzvah, and he's going to have to be secluded for a much longer time. Now, when a person is secluded because he has tsaras, again, which is traditionally translated as leprosy, but we know that's not really what it is. But he is so tame, if someone would come under the same roof as him, so the person who goes under the same roof also becomes tame. That's how great the tuma of the mitzvah is. He's so tame that someone who enters under the same roof also becomes tame. There are three types of tuma. There's tumas mace, a person becomes tame because they came in contact with a mace. There's tumas ziva, a person because of what came out of his body, he becomes tame, and tumas tsaras. A tumas mace, he has to leave just to the machane shechina. Someone who's a zav or a balkeri, he goes out to, he leaves two camps. The mitzvah has to go out to three camps, as the Torah says, badod yeshev, he is secluded. Mechutz lemachane mishma, he has to go completely out of the camp. So Chazal say, what's so bad? What do you do that he has to be secluded? Who have do bein ishli ishto bein ishto reyuth? He through his lashon hara, he through his negative speech, he caused divisions between. He broke up marriages. He broke up friendships. Therefore, as a consequence, he himself is now going to have to be badad. He's going to have to be alone by himself. Also, the Torah says about the muhlat, the mitzora, who is confirmed. It said, "Begodim yufrumim." His clothes are going to be ripped, rosh shevarua, and his hair has to grow his hair long. So why those things? The Chofetz Chaim says is that what is one of the primary reasons that a person speaks lashon hara? Because of gaiva, because of arrogance, the person thinks he's a somebody, and therefore since he's a somebody, so therefore he's going to point out the negative features of other people, and so therefore. What is the remedy for the Baal Lashon Hara? So Chazal say, so he has to yikach eitz eres ve'ezo v'shnisto las. So he takes these three things, they're going to be part of his purification process. He takes the eitz eres, the cedar wood, he takes the hyssop grass, and he takes a crimson thread. And Chazal say, Rashi brings down, in his goal, if he is an arrogant as a cedar tree, yashpil atzim, he has to now humble himself, ketulas ukiyezov, like the crimson thread and the hyssop. So, and that's also why his clothes are going to be ripped, and his hair is going to be grown long, unkempt. In other words, to make him look not honorable, to make him look like a bozoi, like a dishonorable person, in order to that he should be humble, to know he should not be arrogant anymore. Now, Chofetz Chaim says something very interesting. Another symbolism of his clothing being ripped. So there's a concept when a person does mitzvos in this world, that through his mitzvos, it's created begodim yekarim lahabish est nishmaso kishtalamaylo. When we go after 120, So again, we have to understand, this is a Zohar says this concept, we have to understand what it means. But a person is, he is clothed with very beautiful and luxurious garments, for the mitzvahs that he does, clothes himself when he does these when he does his mitzvahs. Now, when a person through the chet haloshon, through sitting with one's through speech, what happens is it puts a ruach atuma, puts a spirit of impurity on all of the words of the kedusha that he says. The Chofetz Chaim brings a Zohar, and the Zohar says that when a person says a dibura, and he says something, a forbidden word, so and then afterwards he says words of Kedusha, so the dibura, the Lashon Hara that he spoke, contaminates all of the words of Kedusha that he says. So when a person was not careful with his speech, and he said lashon hara, and then he davens, it's Kriya Shema, he davens, he's Bechas Amazon, Brachos, he learns Torah. Those words of lashon hara contaminates all those words of kedusha, and that is the hint of begadav yefrumim. All those clothing, with the mitzvahs that he did, and he clothed his neshama. Those clothing will now be furumim. They'll be ripped. It's gonna hint to the big day nafsho. The garments of his nefesh are gonna be ruined because he contaminated the words of kedusha with the words of tuma that he said before him. When the mitzora, besides having the ripped clothes and besides having his hair grow long, so the Torah says al safam yate. He has to, in those days, people would wear. I once saw when I learned in yeshiva Netivot, the Baba Sali lived in Netivot, and he wore the old Moroccan dress, with the long robe with a hood on it, and apparently that was the dress, I guess, at the time of Chazal, and a person also he would take the hood and cover it down to your lip, and kind of cover your eyes, cover it down to your lip. So what's the point of that? That a person would cover his to cover, because this person spoke lashon hara. He said, I'm going to, with my mouth, lashonin akber, so seinu itonim yedon lado. My mouth, I could destroy people with my mouth. That's what he thought. Now his punishment is that his garment is just going covering all the way down to his mouth to show him that his mouth is not so powerful, and therefore he has to restrain now his mouth from that one. Tomei Yikra, people come when they come close to me, has to announce, no, I'm Tomei, I'm impure, stay away. Why does he have to do that? Because originally what he was doing is pointing out other people's defects and other people's deficiencies. Now the Torah is, now he has to point out his own deficiency, that look, because of what the way I acted, my way of speech, now look at my deficiency now. I'm pointing out now my deficiency as a consequence of pointing out other people's deficiency. Chofetz Chaim says, if we want to be marich, we want to be lengthy about the sin of lashon hara, rechilus, all the other things, a person of sheker, all the things. He says that it's. We were not able to do that. Not able to do it. The Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim, Chazal, or it's just full of how destructive negative speech is, how it destroys down here, and how it destroys in the Olamos HaYonos, in the upper worlds. And there's a very incredible concept that the Chofetz Chaim is quoting here and other places in the Svarim. About when a person speaks lashon hara, what he does is he gives power to the situation, gives power to the satan. It's a very interesting concept. Of course, Hashem knows everything. Hashem knows everything that we do down here. But the way Hashem set up his world is like this. Hashem sees that this person, that he was not careful in a certain mitzvah, but Hashem says, I'm not going to do anything until that person is accused in Shemayim. Now, there's an accuser. Hashem created a makachik, an accuser. That accuser only has power to accuse if someone down here in this world is also accusing, when a person says Lashon Hara down here, he accuses someone, that gives power to the Mekatreg to accuse in Shemayim. So you could have a situation, and Chazal actually say that, you could have a situation where Hashem knows that the things down, the Jewish people are not acting so proper down here, but they're being very careful in this, in the sin of Lashon Hara, and therefore the accuser above cannot accuse. And they say actually that this there was a period of time that the Bnei Yisrael, they were not careful, that the sin of Avodah Zarah had a very big pool, but they were very careful about Lashon Hara, and therefore the accuser cannot accuse the Jewish people about the sin of Lashon Hara in Shemayim. Of course Hashem knows, but the way he set up his world, there was no accuser, and therefore they would go to war and be victorious because there's no accuser, there's no one accusing them. Whereas during the time of Shaul HaMelech, where everybody, the amount of Torah scholarship was incredible, even young children, but they were not careful in Lashon Hara, and therefore the accuser was able to accuse, and they were not successful in their in the war against the surrounding nations. So we have a situation where, so now a person doesn't have to be a very big expert in world politics to know that it's a very dangerous situation right now. So if there's no accuser against us now in Shemayim, so Hashem's going to give us a pass, so to speak. But what causes the accuser in Shemayim? If we accuse down here, but our saying Lashon Hara down here will activate the accuser above. If we don't say Lashon Hara down here, even though we're not such big tzaddikim down here, but if we're careful in the Chet Lashon, not saying Lashon Hara, so then if we're not accusing down here, the accuser above is not able to accuse. And Hashem, again, Hashem knows everything's going on. The way he set up his world, there's no one accusing the Jewish people. Okay, if no one's accusing them, then I'm going to have to help them. I'm going to have mercy on them. However, if there are accusers down here, if people speak in Lashon Hara, then the accuser above is going to go in front of Hashem and accuse the Jewish people. And say, well, there's an accuser now. I'm going to have to take action. So the best way we can help the Jewish people by now is being by careful and not accusing other people, not saying Lashon Hara down here. It's interesting. The Torah is extremely careful in Kavod HaBrios as far as the way that we should treat other people. And however, there is, by the Metzora, we're going to see the Torah does not care about his kavod, about his honor. When a person had to bring karbonos, so along with the karbonos, there were nesachim that had to be brought. And the system was, the Masech Shekalim, the system was like this. You would buy, you would take money, and you would go to someone in the Beis HaMikdash, and you would say, I need these nesachim. And you would give money, and he would give you a receipt. With that receipt, you would go to a different person, and he would give you, with that receipt, he would give you the type of nesachim, the type of wine or flour, amount of wine, amount of flour offerings that you would need. Now, the nesachim, it said over there, it said there were four categories. Egel, that if a person needed nesachim for if he was bringing something in the cattle family. Zachar, that was for the ram. Gediah for goat. And the fourth one said chotes, sinner. Sinner. So anything else, let's say a person, he was accidentally, he got up on Shabbos morning, he was confused, he thought it was Tuesday, he lights a fire, oy. So he has to bring a korban chatas. He has to bring a sin offering. Or a person has to bring different types of offerings. So the person in the Beis HaMikdash does not have to know what he did wrong. He just I need these types of libations. Here's my money. Here's my receipt. However, the metzora, he pays and he says, "What do you need it for?" Well, I have to atone for tzaras, for metzora. Oh. So he gets the one that says chot, a sinner, and he goes and then he shows up to the next fellow, sinner. So here, where the Torah is so careful about the kavod habrios, here by this the mitzvah that does not care about his kavod, again, for the purpose of humbling this person, that they should be careful in the future about chet haloshon. It's another interesting thing, but in the Metzora's, in his becoming Tahar in this process of his purification process. So we find a very interesting thing that there is oil which was left over, and that oil is it's put on his head. The leftover oil is put on the Rosh HaMitar, the head of the one becoming Tahar. So we don't find in the whole Torah such a thing. Oil is put on the head of somebody. What's going on over there? So the Chofetz Chaim says, someone who is speaking Lashon Hara is probably believing other people's Lashon Hara. And he's not judging people favorably. He's not giving them the benefit of the doubt. And therefore, that's also a contamination of a person's mind. That actually, because I'll say very interestingly, let's say that believing Lashon Hara is even worse than speaking Lashon Hara. So this person who contaminated his mind, not giving people the benefit of the doubt, so his head also needs a kapara. His mind needs a kapara for his not giving people benefit of the doubt and for judging people not favorably. So therefore, part of his purification process is that this oil now has to be put on his head to purify his mind, who is believing the false reports about people and not giving people the benefit of the doubt. So and these parashiyos of Tazria Mitzayra, we see by the Baruch Hashem, Hashem is Rachmanus on us, and we don't have tsaras nowadays for speaking Lashon Hara, because if we did, we'd be stuck forever, because we have no base in Migdash, and there'd be no way to get out of it. But still, nowadays, there's still ramifications as far as contaminating our neshama, as far as being Ma'oira, the Mekachek HaGodo, as far as the great accuser, that they're giving power to the great accuser, he's able to accuse us in front of Hashem. So certainly during these pashas is something we should think about, and maybe to, there's plenty of Sfarim that talk about in English and in Lashon Kodesh about how we can improve our dibur, our manner of speech, and through this, mit Hashem, that it will correct that. And it will be a very big Yeshua to Klal Yisrael, and something that definitely will bring Mashiach to Kena B'Mehrah. Thank you for listening. Yeah. Amen. Thank you.